Welcome back, loyal listeners, to Two Men in Shit, or I should say, Two Men in a Camper. We are heading to Florida via Georgia. George! Can I say George any more times in that sentence? Georgia, Georgia, George. I'm with Georgia Lighthouse Smith, and I'm Chris Budabelli, Wingspan, Jufro Campbell. We missed a little bit of week. We took a little hiatus because we had a lot of moving parts. You left North Carolina, came back down here to Georgia, and I had to go see my son graduate from boot camp, and it was one of the most proudest moments I ever lived through.
That sounds wonderful. Good. That's a great introduction, my friend. But yeah. Back here in Georgia, the Peach State, that's what they call it, right? Yeah. So hasn't been too shabby, actually, but the humidity's terrible, just like in North Carolina, and the freaking gnats are out of freaking control around here. But got the nice air conditioning going. We're all set up in here. So, yeah, tomorrow we'll head out to Tampa, go watch the Rays play the Cardinals, and watch the Rays kick some Cardinal ass.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Cardinals is going to do a two-day sweep.
I don't know. We went and did our shopping earlier. We got everything for the cooler. We're ready to hit the road, dude.
We are ready to hit the road. And we did some research last night heading to Tampa. And if y'all want to reach out and tell us where we need, especially going to Tampa, you can email us at 2MinuteShed, totally uncensored, at gmail.com. That's number 2, not to T-O-W or T-W-O. I can't spell 2 right now. But no, one thing's certain, we are going to get a Cubano sandwich.
Oh, definitely.
That after we did some research yesterday, Cubanos was a sandwich you have to get in Florida. That, and then we got a couple places around the stadium that we might go. We were thinking about going over to Ybor City, getting some craft beers, maybe. Well, at least I'm into craft beers. I don't know if you would be. Get some hand-rolled cigars, because it is Cigar City, USA. And just enjoy some time. Enjoy this retired life. We've been saying we haven't been spending our retired life correctly. So,
we haven't, and I'm a little distracted here because, you know what, ever since I left that week and put you in charge of recording the podcast, it's like the program doesn't really work right anymore. I don't know what the fuck you did to the computer area.
I disagree because last time we recorded, it recorded perfectly. Well, the little thing here was moving.
But it's not moving at all right now.
You can't blame me. Just last week or our last episode, when we sat in the Black Rose Bar, it was working perfectly fine. So you're telling me from that time when I haven't touched it to now?
No, because now every time I start the program up,
the
whole bottom part is
don't fucking Joe Biden me. Don't Joe Biden me. Don't take out. You need to take responsibility for your fucking own actions.
You sound like Joe Biden blaming everybody else.
This isn't Chris Putin's fucking computer.
Yeah, you fucked this shit up. I don't even know. Espionage. I really don't even know if it's still recording, to be honest with you or not.
Well, hit stop.
All right. Gee whiz. I don't know what you did to it, but here we go.
You know what, George? Right. I think you owe me an apology.
I think you do.
It's working perfectly fine, but you had to put my name into the discontent of your fucking computer.
No, it's not scrolling along. It's not scrolling along like it usually does.
Well, it's scrolling
and
right now.
Ever since that week, it's been fucked up.
No, so. It has not.
It has. I have to do emergency shit every week to fix your shit. And you know why, Chris? Because you didn't take notes. I don't need to take notes. I'm Chris Campbell. I'm smart with my Jufro and shit. I don't need to take notes.
I'm not jealous.
Trust me. I ain't been jealous of nobody's hair in fucking years. I don't like hair. Never liked it. Don't want it. That's why I don't have it. No.
Well, I like hair, and I have it, so fucking get over
it.
Well,
anyway.
I didn't break your fucking computer, though. You're fucking wrong.
No, you didn't break the computer, but you did something.
I didn't fucking
eat it
up.
You did something with the GarageBand program.
Well, you're wrong.
You're wrong, dude.
Anyway. It's hard for you to say that you're wrong. Anyway. When you're wrong, you're wrong. You're fucking wrong.
Anyway, I cannot wait to hit the road tomorrow to go to Tampa. I'm going to look forward to it. We are definitely getting a Cubano. I love Cubanos. You can't really find them hardly anywhere, but we're going right where there's going to be some authentic Cubanos.
You would think it's Florida. You'd think there would be a high Cuban population in Florida. I mean, it's not Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
But I think the Cubano is the sandwich to have down in Tampa. You know, all the YouTube videos said it. But I'm ready to go to the shittiest ballpark in fucking Major League Baseball. I'm ready to go to Tropicana Field and check this fucking place out.
When I went to Baltimore one year, I had my Tampa shirt on, and he started giving me hell about the Tampa Bay stadium and all that, which I'd never been to it, but I just agreed. You can't beat Oriole Park at Canham Yards. So, yeah, there's no way Tropicana Field is going to compare to that. I already know it's going to be. It's not going to be the same experience. But hey, we'll go check it out. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, we'll be in a dome. But hey, which will be a plus because I'm sure it's going to be humid as hell down there, too.
It's so. Probably going to be hot as fuck. So. I'm glad that Tropical Depression, whatever it is, blew past and we're not going to get soaked walking to the stadium. I think this was a perfect planned trip, almost, and I'm looking forward to this adventure and spending our retirement. This is how retirement should be spent, you know, podcasting, booze and cigars, and baseball games.
That's right. And last night we watched Hell in a Cell. Good show. Well, I was 6-1 on all my predictions.
You were 6-1. You had me beat. There were some times, I don't know. I felt like it was a little bit lackluster. I feel like the champs could have dropped the title. I think there could have been a belt change every now and again, but no, it just kind of just...
It's a throwaway, not a pay-per-view anymore, as I told you, they call them premium events now. It's a throwaway show. I mean, they're building up to SummerSlam. That's where the big title changes and stuff will take place, so it's just a throwaway, they got to have one a month, so that's what it is.
Yeah, and I don't know, it was entertaining for the time we spent watching it, but I didn't stay up just pondering how well the matches were choreographed, and, there was a couple of cool ones. What was the one with Austin Theory? And that
was like my most boringest one.
But it had that one good move where they did the suplex off the ropes where he was sitting
that
there.
That is true.
That was a really cool move.
That was a cool move. A cool maneuver, as Vince McMahon would say.
It was a good sequence of
good
events.
Good sequence of events there. Michael Cole, as he would say. Good sequence there.
You pointed out something I didn't know. Probably a lot of wrestling fans didn't know is when Roman freaking Rollins came out in a polka dot.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share with the significance of our wrestling fans out there with that?
He was going against Cody Rhodes, and he wore the polka dots because it basically when Dusty Rhodes went to the WWF in 1989 after being the booker, the guy who makes the matches in the NWA competing against the WWF, the WWF put him in polka dots to kind of rib him, make fun of him and all that, even though to this day, they still swear they weren't trying to make fun of him, but everybody knows they were. But he took them polka dots, and he ran with it, and he got it over with the fans, and he became a big star in WWF, too. So, good on Dusty Rhodes. But that's why Seth Rollins wore the polka dots last night, kind of taking a jab at Cody Rhodes, hey, I'm making fun of your dad. Which, it's all show, because, actually, Seth Rollins loved Dusty Rhodes, so he wasn't really...
Yeah, it was also probably an homage to him, too, kind of played in the bad guy way.
Yeah.
And even when he did the entrance into the ring, and he did his little dance, it was all Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He did all Dusty's moves and shit. Yeah.
But the problem is here is that Cody Rhodes has beaten Rollins 3 pay-per-views or premium watches, whatever the fuck it's called.
3 times he's beat. And that's the only match I was wrong on because I thought for sure they weren't going to have Seth Rollins lose 3 premium events in a row. And he did. And that's the only loss I had all night. So
what was it called? The bull rope? We haven't saw that in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Cody pulled out the bull rope, which was his dad's big match. It was his specialty, the bull rope match. And he pulled out the bull rope. Hadn't seen the cowbell in almost 20 years or so.
They broke it out. So the main event was good, full of nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. But it was a timekeeper where we stayed in and we just sat around and fucking.
Well, we went out. We toured the base here in Albany. Went over and showed you the little base over there that Mikey took me to last week. And actually, after I'd been down here so many months, we finally went over there the other day last week. We had lunch over there at the MCSS. Is that what they call it? MCSS. I can't remember all these little acronyms.
I can't remember. But
it was a great lunch we had over there last week. He gave me a tour of the little base. It is a little base, but it's nice and quiet. It's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Housing over there is nice. They got a campground. I mean, it's nice over there. So, yeah, we went over yesterday. We just beat the PX, which closed at 7.
7, and we were...
Actually, 6. Now they closed at 6. Yeah, we got over there 6 minutes before they closed.
I
bought gas on base for $4.05, and it still cost me $90 to fill my truck. Fuck Joe Biden, and fuck all Joe Biden voters. Yeah. So,
don't put down blame on Biden. He's our president. You got to support him unconditionally.
No, that's Putin's fault.
It's Putin's fault, not Biden's fault. Get it right, George.
What am I thinking? Biden's not responsible for anything. He's not responsible for the border crisis. He's not responsible for high gas prices. He's not responsible for how Afghanistan turned out. He's not responsible for the supply chain. And he's not responsible for inflation. Just ask him. He's not responsible for any of these things.
Well, he's not responsible for feeding the babies of America, neither.
He's not responsible for the baby formula shortage because he didn't know about it till April, even though the White House says they told him in February. So I wonder who's lying again. I don't know. Biden has a history of lying, but hey, let's vote him in office, right? Fucking people in Delaware, idiots, put him in the Senate over for fucking 40 years. And then we got idiots plus fraud, put him in the White House. And he's not responsible for the high food prices either. What is he responsible for, Chris? Because he keeps saying he's done all these great things, but what are they?
Well, George, I think you two would actually get along if you sit down in front of this computer here and it wasn't working correctly. You'd be like, you know, Biden, I have this friend named Chris, and he just fucked all my shit up, even though you've been fucking messing with it. You knew it was working perfectly.
But the difference is I'm telling the truth. He's always lying, blaming everybody else.
Well, you're not. You probably need your fucking press secretary to try to do a little spin when she says, well, I'm not aware of that.
I know. That's her answer all the time.
I'm not aware of that.
That's her job.
Yeah.
To be aware.
Yeah.
That bitch is stupid. But hey, she got her job because she's a black lesbian, and that, you know, that's how they promote people.
It's the first one. The first one that made her qualified.
History.
History.
History. We got history.
She made history.
I know. I slept better at night.
She made history. I mean, this was the case. There's got to be a job out there for a curly hair, big belly, big nose guy, so I can make the first in history to fill that job position.
Oh, God. Biden's so fucked up, man. He got people sneaking back into Mexico. It's out of fucking control.
Yeah.
He don't know whether to fucking wind his ass and scratch his watch. He don't have a fucking clue what's going on. Now he wants to, you know, give people student loan relief just because the midterms are coming up. Now they want to give $10,000 relief to people. I know some people who would benefit from that, but really the majority of people is going to be rich people who don't need the fucking relief to begin with. It's not doing anything for the poor people. It's not doing for anything for the people who actually paid their loans back.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, the midterms are coming up. We know we're going to get destroyed.
Buying votes.
We got to do something. That's all it is.
Buying votes.
Kind of like they did when he was put in the White House.
Once again, it's one of those things, that, you know, we talked about this before on this podcast. You relieve college loans, you're helping no one but the people who... You're not helping the poor out.
Nope.
If you want to bring the poor up and close that income gap between the rich and the poor, you don't fucking pay off the richest loans also. It just doesn't work out that way.
Yep. All this is, like you said, plainly put, buying votes for November is all it is.
Well, I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to go back to us going back on base and with all the prices and everything. We went there and I bought, what is that over there, a pint, maybe a liter of Beam or whatnot, and I got a six-pack of Reds.
It's a liter, not a pint.
Liter. Got a liter of Beam and a six-pack of Reds, and it came out to roughly about
$20. I miss shopping on base.
And so I haven't been shopping on base. I used to be a huge advocate of it.
Yes,
and
you were.
And the thing is, it's all about living a frictionless life, and... Be honest with you, sometimes just going through the gate, I don't feel like doing. And base for the longest time were mass strict, so I didn't want to go shopping because I had to wear a mask, so I just stayed on town. But after experiencing those prices, I'm going to have to go back on base because, you know, after retiring out of the military for 20 years, this is part of the incentive to retire. You get these cheap prices on base, so I'm all about it. So I'm going to start saving me some money and just go out of my way. To save money.
I was surprised at the gas price because it's $4.05 on base and it's $4.35 out in town. Now at Lejeune, they changed their prices to reflect out in town because all the gas stations out in town were complaining, oh, you're getting it cheaper on base. So of course, you know, they had to bow down and kiss the civilians' asses again. Mm-hmm. But here, I guess they don't give a shit. So whatever. But yeah, $4.05, but still cost $90 to fill my truck, which is just
still
ridiculous. Freaking ridiculous.
It's still ridiculous.
Fuck Biden. Fuck all you Biden voters. Thank you again. So, but yeah, definitely got to go on base. Like I said, Mikey took me over there the other day. They got a nice commissary. I'm going to start going over there doing my shopping. They got a nice little PX. I'm going to get me some new clothes because since I've lost 50 pounds in the past year, all my shit's baggy as hell. I look stupid walking around. My jeans are falling off. My shirts are too fucking big. So I need to go get a whole new wardrobe, my friend. Oh, we did get into the Croc world yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
We broke down and bought Crocs.
We did. I'm late to the Croc game. I have to say, my Crocs are comfortable. People are correct. You can change it from sandal mode to 4x4 mode. And where in hell have I been on this cold Croc thing? I still think they kind of look stupid, but they're still popular. So if everyone's wearing stupid clown shoes, are they really stupid clown shoes?
That's going to be my Florida wear. So.
Well, I don't think I could walk around. I don't think I could walk long distances in my Crocs. I think I'm going to get blistered. I'm still going to rock some sneakers.
But my kid's been telling me for years to get Crocs. I finally broke down and did it yesterday. And really, all we were trying to do was find you a pair of flip-flops. And we walked into a shoe store like dumbasses and walked out with Crocs.
Yep. They got us.
Now I'm going to buy my daughter's birthday this month. I'm going to buy her a pair of Crocs, too.
Well, it's funny.
So we can match.
It's funny because we go into these stores and it's being Pride Month and we sit there like a little couple, but like, oh, look at this size. What's your size here? Look at this price.
Like you said, that security guard was probably shaking his head going, well, it is Pride Month.
The security guard had been like, look at these old gay guys here. Look at them. And then the way we walked around the liquor store a while ago, and then the way we pushed one cart around the fucking Dollar General buying our shit. People had to look at us and be like, they are a couple.
Well, I mean, why not, right? The Marine Corps is putting out helmets with multicolored bullets in it for Pride Month. I mean, why not join in, right? I mean, gee fucking whiz.
You know, this is what I don't get about the branches nowadays. I mean, Logan just graduated from the Army, and he told me a lot of different things about the Army. I was just like, I don't believe that's really happening. Like, he has optional PT. Like, when did PT become optional in the military? Like, you join the military, you get told what the fuck to do. That's kind of the get to it. Like, you don't have to think much in the military. The military is designed for obedience to direct orders. Mm-hmm. And Logan's like, I got optional PT. He told me during boot camp, he had to go do something to get an ID card or something. He didn't even shave. And he come back, and they were like, well, where's your ID card? And he's like, he made up some lie. No. If you did it, I remember being in boot camp. If you did something that you were told to do, you didn't do it, you're getting fucked up.
Oh, yeah, it was your ass. But he told him a lie, and they're just like, well, go get it tomorrow.
Yeah, just go get it tomorrow. Like, what the fuck?
That's why this country is falling apart. Even our military is a joke nowadays.
Well, the problem is with the military gave into what is happening in the civilian world. They are now conforming to what's happening in the civilian world. It says civilians conforming to the military standards, which is bullshit. That's not what a military is. It's there should be a transformation, regardless of branch. I know at least the Marine Corps is kind of still trying to hold those standards. But, you know, this whole Pride Month thing, you know, where they put the rainbow bullets on back of the helmet. You know, I don't recall them posting anything for Black History Month. I don't recall them or Asian Islander Month or any other of these fucking months, you know? If they're doing gay pride like that, why can't I get a Father's Day fucking helmet on Father's Day on June 19th from the Marine Corps? You know, like, why is it that this LGBTQ community, everyone just caves to them? Like, what is the power that goes on here? I don't understand it.
Well, and they last week I read they added some new letters to it. Who fucking knows what it is now? Who can keep track of it?
I can't keep track of it. These people are out of control. And it's all odd to me.
And hey, we're not knocking you. Like I said, you want to be gay? Be gay. We don't care. Go suck all the dicks you want. I don't care. If you want to fucking be transgender, good on you. Just stop shoving it down everybody's goddamn throats. We don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Tired of hearing about the shit. Tired of me having to conform to your fucking nonsense because you're living in fantasy land. That ain't my fucking fault. Ain't my problem. As you say, not my pig, not my fucking farm.
Not my pig, not my farm.
Stay off my farm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go live your fucking life. Don't care. So.
Live your life. And it's amazing, too, nowadays you hear about people like, oh, he had a gay lover, this, that, and other. It used to be like, oh, my God. Wow. But now it's just like, who gives a fuck?
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck.
It's common ground now. No one fucking cares. Now, I get it. There used to be, you know, a reason. Hey, gay marriage. Hey, if you want to be married and gay, then do it. That should never, ever been a thing. You know, life insurance and everything. Gay people should have everything that straight people have.
I'm just tired of hearing about their issues. I'm tired of it just being shoved down everybody's throat. Go, nobody, you know what?
But I don't know what the issues are anymore.
Because it's Democrats making everything an issue. People do not wake up every day going, I wonder how many transgender people I can fucking kill today. I wonder how many black people I can ruin their lives. People don't think like that. But that's the narrative they want to put out there. Most of us just want to go about our daily business, mind our own damn business, and be able to pay our bills and shit, which Biden's making hard to do. But no one cares about all these issues, but they want to keep cramming it down your throat. It's got to be this, got to be that. You saw how Top Gun, the new movie, is blowing everything away, right? It's going to be Tom Cruise's biggest moneymaker ever. But why? Because it's not a woke fucking movie.
Yeah.
And that, they remember when they originally were going to come out with the movie, they on the back of his jacket, they took the Taiwan flag off because they didn't want to offend China. But at the last minute, the producer said they're putting it back in, and they put it back in, and now China doesn't want to show the movie. Who gives a fuck? They're still making they're showing that you don't need China, even though it's a billion-dollar industry over there. But Tom Cruise and them basically said, eh, fuck them, we don't need it. Yeah. So, and they did what was right, and they put the shit back on to be like the original, and now they're blowing everything away out there. You don't have to be woke.
No. Just, you go woke, you go broke,
just
dude.
Make an entertaining movie that people want to fucking see and not be preached to constantly. They still don't get it. They don't get the concept. Yeah. Well, they finally...
I just don't know what issues left. Like, email us if you're part of the Alphabet people out there listening to our podcast, which I don't know if we even have one listener. I don't know that would be our demographic.
No, because we're considered racist and we make fun of minority groups. And we don't. Just, we point out fucking facts. You don't like facts, then obviously this isn't
the
podcast.
But email us or drop us a line on our Facebook or find us and send us a message or something. Like, what are the issues? Like, I feel like they can get hired. They anywhere they want, they can be open. Everywhere they want, they can get life insurance for their partners. Like, what's the issues? Like, I just don't understand what the issues are. There used to be issues like that, but then we corrected it. We righted the ship. We said, here, if you want to live in a democracy where everyone should be able to live their life under one flag, we righted that ship. I just don't know where the issues are nowadays.
Yep. Hey, I told you I got fired from cutting Mikey's yard the other day, right?
Well,
yeah, Charlotte fired me. She said, right before I left, I cut down one of their, they had a tree down in their yard, and I started cutting it up. Excuse me. And I left all the brush and stuff in the yard, because I was tossing it over the fence line into this abandoned yard next door. But then somebody bought the place next door, and they wanted to start cleaning it up. So I thought, well, I can't throw it over the fence anymore. So when I left, there was still a power brush in the yard, and I guess apparently Charlotte got tired of looking at it. She went out there one day and just started throwing it over the fence and told Mikey George's fired. So, well, it was funny though. Mikey didn't tell me that part. He didn't have the heart to tell me that part. He just told me the other day. He's like, "Oh, I got somebody else cut my grass. You don't have to worry about that anymore." But then Charlotte told me the other night at the Moose. She said, "Yeah, I fired your ass." Which, hey, no skin off my fucking nose. Now I don't have to go over and cut grass no more, dude. Yeah.
And this summer heat, I don't know if you really want to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly, don't want to do it.
I mowed my grass the other day at 10 a.m., and I think I got heat exhaustion. Or that's just how bad I'm out of shape. Either way, it wasn't good.
So 49 years old, I can't even hold a lawn mowing job.
You're pitiful. Fucking pitiful.
Oh, it's good to go, though. Good to go.
Pitiful.
Gives me more time to do what George wants to do.
Well, so. Now you're back what, on unemployment now? You're unemployed.
Shit. I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Oh, gosh. So.
Well, I think we need to touch on something that's a plague on our country. And I think we need to talk about the elephant that's in the news and this fucking mass shooting shit and attack on the Second Amendment. One, we got to start off by pushing back with a fucking mind-sliding Biden saying that, you know, the Constitution and amendments in the Constitution are not absolute, when they are definitely absolute.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah, they're definitely absolute. He wants to abolish all that shit, so it makes him un-American to get rid of the Bill of Rights. And we need, I just want to put a reminder out there that the Constitution was written to control government, not the citizens. So we need to be reminded of that. And anytime someone says something about changing the Constitution or changing this, that, and other, the Constitution isn't about citizens. The Bill of Rights is to protect citizens from the federal government. But we also got to remember the Constitution was written to control and confine the government, not the other way around. With that said, I want to talk about some things that even though they want to ban guns, they want to ban assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, this, that, and other, it doesn't stop mass killings. It doesn't stop them. Just recently, there was a man in L.A. who walked into a hospital, freaking stabbed Encino Hospital, and stabbed three people in there. One of them was a doctor.
Encino, right?
Encino, yes. One of them was a doctor.
Remember, that's where, on the Karate Kid, that's where they live, Encino.
So it doesn't stop anything. So with that said, let's look at the countries who have strict gun bans, and people still get killed. So European Union, well, let's start here with the Vatican City. Just in 2019,
almost 800, 799 people were stabbed in the Vatican City.
Really? In Vatican City?
Stabbed.
That's like, what, 10 miles wide or some shit?
I mean, small. You would think that's the whole population. Yeah. But
it's crazy.
800 people were stabbed, probably tourists.
Because what they did over there, when they started banning guns, the people just turned to knives and acid. That's like in France, all they do is throw acid in your face and shit, or stab you in the back and stuff. So,
well, that, and then there's the, you know,
humans will always adapt. So.
Humans will always find a way to kill other humans.
Exactly.
But here's a reason banning guns is not going to work. Let's talk about some serious shit right here. One, mass killings are rare, and mass public shootings are even more rare. Mass killings are very rare, accounting for only 0.2% of homicides every year. Now get this, only 12% of mass shootings, public shootings, most mass killings are families, famicides, where the murderer like just kills his whole family and then turns a gun on himself, felony-related killings such as robberies, and then gang turf battles, like drive-bys.
Chicago, every weekend.
You don't hear about these drive-bys being considered mass shootings.
Well, they don't talk about the Chicago every week because it'd be nonstop talking to begin with, but also because it's a Democrat-run state and we can't look bad on Democrats because of their policies. But every week, 30, 40, 50 people are getting shot in Chicago on every weekend. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about that, though.
No, we don't talk about that because it is black minority, it's Democrat-ran. It's just something that isn't happening. Japan, it's illegal to own a firearm in Japan as far as all the research I've done and looked. You can't own, if you're a civilian in Japan, unless you're a bodyguard, which that's what they're trying to do. In the gun legislation that's put up right now, all the Congress people, everyone in government, their bodyguards can have high-capacity guns and rifles. But guess what? We can't. We can't. So if it's a small number of bad apples, I hate saying that, but a small number of mental health issues out there, and these people, why is the majority of people being blamed? It's control. So let's go back to 2019.
But wait, did you know a 9mm can blow your lung out?
I never knew that. Fuck, I didn't know a 9mm was that powerful.
That's what Joe Biden says. He knows what he's talking about.
Shit, powerful. So in Japan, there was the I can't speak Japanese, and I'm butchering it, but a man walked up into an elderly home, a care home for disabled people, killed 19 people, and injured 26. What stopped him?
Somebody with a gun?
Someone with a gun.
Good person with a gun.
Someone with a gun. And with that said, if you ban guns here in our country, the same fucking thing is going to happen.
It's
going to
happen.
It's going to happen. People are going to find a way to kill regardless. On Friday, May 27th, 2022, four-time convicted felon Dennis Butler opened fire on a graduation party in Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. This was a couple weeks ago.
With a stolen AR-15. So if you steal it, why? So now suddenly you want to up the age to 21. But what are you going to do about stolen guns? What are you going to do about that? A woman pulled her legally owned and registered handgun from her purse and shot him dead before anyone was injured.
Yep.
And that's a fucking hero right there.
And all that started because they were having a graduation party. I know exactly where this happened at. It's at a low-income apartment complex up on the hill there in Charleston. And they were having a graduation party outside, and this guy kept flying back and forth, and they told him, slow down, slow down. Well, you don't tell me to slow down. So he goes and gets an AR-15 and comes back and wants to start mowing people down. But this good citizen here, legally carrying, took care of his ass, and now he's no longer a menace to society. So good on her, and fuck him. So.
Yeah, and let's not talk about the bravery. Let's not talk about bravery, because it's human nature not to kill most of the time. Like, it takes bravery to pull out your gun and say, you know what, I'm going to schwack this motherfucker and take care of it. You know, she could have missed, and she could have been shot, but she stepped up. She's a fucking hero. And she should go to the White House and get a fucking one of those civilian medals pinned on her.
Oh,
but that ain't going to happen.
No, because
she did something righteous with her gun.
She shot a criminal, and you can't do that with Democrats. They don't approve of that.
No,
criminals have all the rights. You have to bow down to them. Yeah. But you know what? Now that you're, and I'm sure you've got more you want to go on that. But I want to tie it into the shooting at the school down there in Texas. There, what, 2 weeks ago now. Yeah. And I've been reading how racism was the cause of that. Well, racism was the cause of, according to the Democrats, racism caused it. And racism's the reason why the cops didn't rush the building because, they wanted all the brown and black kids to be dead. Can you believe how these people twist everything? First of all, do they not realize that's right on the border and almost everybody there is Hispanic, even the cops? So, first of all, that holds no weight, makes no sense. Now, but I also want to touch on the police's response on that. This is where I think a lot of people just become police officers because they think they're somebody. They love just giving out speeding tickets and, being assholes. A lot of them do. And I like cops. Don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of them don't deserve to be wearing the badge if they don't want to respond when they need to respond. It reminds me of that Parkland shooting a few years ago in Florida where the resource officer at the school did nothing. He stood outside the whole time. If you're a cop and you ain't got the guts or the balls to go in and take care of something like that, you need to turn your badge in and never be law enforcement ever again. So that's my take. Because the parents were willing to go in and do it, and some of them did.
The border agent, correct me if I'm wrong, from the pictures and what I read in the news, wasn't he Mexican? He was Hispanic.
He was Hispanic.
Yep. Let's not say he was Mexican, but he he's brown.
Now you sound like me with the Uber driver. Yeah. No, you're legal.
Yeah. Well, the point I'm making here is that the case they made for racism doesn't hold
water. No, it doesn't. But it's the narrative all the time.
I just don't understand I just don't understand why people...
Hold up.
Nice. I just don't understand why people just can't stop being sheeple and just, like, do some critical thinking of yourself. Yep. You know?
Well, that's how we ended up with that idiot in the White House, plus a lot of fraud, but, 2,000 mules.
Yeah. So back to this mass stabbing thing. It doesn't end there. You go into the Middle Eastern countries, they don't fuck around. They fucking bomb. So now all of a sudden, you look at the chemicals that go into these bomb manufacturers. Are they going to ban that shit? You know, what's the next step? If the weapons and our guns are taken away, what's the next step? You know, what was it? Timothy McVeigh who blew up that Oklahoma City?
Yeah, the federal building in Oklahoma.
Federal building? Yeah. I mean, are they going to bomb just inconspicuous vans now? Like, what's next? Look. Here's another thing, too. Public mass shooters typically have history of mental health issues. Well, we've been saying this for a long time. A long time. And us being veterans, and both of us have some sort of mental issues we had to work out. But when you go searching for help and resources, it is not necessarily always available. And here's the problem, too. I think when people have a heads up and say, here, this person might be dangerous, some people, when they are told, that action needs to be taken. Because the Uvalde, how do you say that
time? Uvalde, I think.
Uvalde.
I think.
They saw the writing on the wall. Very much like they saw the writing on the wall with 9/11. Nothing was fucking done. So take action on this shit. United States does not have an extraordinary problem with mass public shootings compared to other developed countries. This is something that blows my mind when you actually do the research here. After adjusting for population difference, many other developed countries have worse problems of mass public shootings than the United States. There were 27% more casualties per capita from mass public shootings in the European Union than the United States. Mm. Now, the European Union is probably, if you put it all together, it's probably about the size of the United States. But now they're saying there's 27% more. And these are countries that have strict gun laws.
Yep. Well, I mean, as you notice, the states that have strict gun laws here are the ones where all the shootings occur, pretty much. Mm.
So you don't need a gun to be a mass killer. 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. The deadliest attack on LGBTQ. An American occurred in 1973. An arsonist killed 32 people in the upstairs lounge in New Orleans.
Do you have the 1984 McDonald's massacre over in San Diego?
I don't have that here.
Some crazy white guy mental issues just walked in and slaughtered all these people in a McDonald's.
2017.
Actually, a documentary on Tubi TV about that. It's very interesting.
But 2017.
I hate to keep interrupting, but the reason why that always pops in my mind is because my mom had a newspaper route at that time, and I remember it was front page news that day, and it's always stuck with me ever since.
In 1990, an angry ex-lover burned down the Happy Land Social Club where his former girlfriend worked, killing 87. In 2017, a New York man killed 8, injured 11 by renting a truck and plowing down pedestrians. So, where's the band? You know, where's the band stop? You know.
Yeah.
And then let's look at these other countries. Spain, there was a bombing, 192 killed. China, here's something you never hear. China leads the world in mass stabbings.
No way.
No way.
Not
right?
That leads great country, the world. China. You're propaganda on China. That's all this is.
It's leading the world. So, bad guys will always find a way. So, something that's written into our Constitution has the word, the government will not infringe. Matter of fact, let me bring it up to get the specific words. But the key word there is infringe.
Hey, did you hear how I believe it's NATO put China in charge of human rights? Can you believe that? And also, North Korea was put in charge of nuclear disarmament. You can't make this shit up, dude. This is fucking crazy.
The world is wacky.
It is. It's gotten out of control. Everybody bends over backwards for criminals and fucking idiot dictators. I don't get it. We're all fucked.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to secure a free state and the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A free state. If you take away the weapons, you're restricting. You are not free. You don't have freedom. The government can essentially sit there and say, we're going to do whatever we can to keep you oppressed.
You know, like you pointed out last night, though, with both of our pistols over there, they're 12-round mags, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under Biden's deal, our guns would be obsolete then. He wants to get rid of anything over 10 rounds.
Well, it's the wordplay here. He ain't banning the guns. He's banning the magazines.
Yeah, but
so, therefore, your gun's inoperable if you don't have the magazines to work it.
So. Yep. Once again, Democrats are lying and being shady about everything as usual.
So, for our listeners out there, and if you got friends, you need to educate them. Say, well, yes, there are mass shootings, but how come we ain't talking about the drive-bys that happened in L.A., New York City, Chicago? Those are also considered mass shootings. And mark my words, I hate to put this in the atmosphere, but I think the next mass shooting, the next target, possibly could be nursing homes.
Oh gosh, you know that's a good point, actually.
I mean, it's a gun-free zone, and no one's going to fight back. They're old and elderly there.
Yep.
But here's the thing, too. I don't think our government would exactly care. I know the Democrat Party who supported Chris Cuomo. Was it Chris Cuomo who's the New York governor?
Mario Cuomo.
Oh, Cuomo, New York.
Yeah, they're both worthless anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Cuomo governor of New York who...
Wait, Mario was the dad. I can't remember the idiot's name.
It wasn't Chris Cuomo.
I don't know. The dad was Mario. I can't remember the idiot that was... Well, whatever.
Former Governor Cuomo didn't give a fuck about elderly people because he specifically put the coronavirus in there to fucking kill elderly people.
Well, the Democrats don't care anyway because all it does is it fits their narrative. And so they I'm sure every time a mass shooting happens, they're deep down, they're like, yes, this helps us, especially in a midterm year, too. They're like, oh, now we got a talking point. Good job. Good to go. They don't give a shit.
No.
None of those people up there care about anybody. Fuck them all.
No. But, I mean, if the young is being targeted, why not the elderly? I just don't think it's going to have the same impact here.
You got a good point.
I hate to put it in the atmosphere like that.
Ever since Columbine, schools have been the place of choice. But you're right. It's going to switch sooner or later, and it may go to nursing homes.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, too. Why, after all this money goes to schools that for COVID beef up, which was frauded, and people just took that money and who knows what, that money disappeared into the CRT or some other fucking bullshit. But why aren't schools, I hate to say this, but fortified?
Well, you got to remember, though, you know, the past few years, the Democrats wanted to defund the police and they wanted the cops out of schools because, you know, the minorities were all the ones getting in trouble, so cops had to leave the schools. Now all of a sudden you got nobody in the school protecting anybody, and now all of a sudden Democrats don't want to take responsibility once again. So
here's how I think schools should be ran. In Chris Campbell's world, I think it should be, I hate to compare schools to prison, but I'm going to say it this way. I think entering the school should be almost funneled. There should be emergency exits that cannot be opened. Because if you remember the Uvalde school shooting, the door that he came in was propped open by a teacher, which there's a conspiracy theory right there that she could be some Democratic operative that fucking allowed that to happen.
Well, I heard something different on that story also. That's how they say he got in, and I've heard a couple different versions of this. They said it was propped open because when the stuff started, she went out to her car to get her phone, and that's why the door was propped open. But, see, it's just a couple different versions anyway. But bottom line is, yeah, you should not be able to get into the school. Any school I go to, obviously I go to the front door, and, you know, they make you buzz in. You don't just walk in and stuff. When I used to go pick my kids up, I had to buzz in. I had to go to the office and... You know, hopefully my name would be on the fucking list to get them. You know, and then I'd have to go through all that. I mean, I don't know how these people are just walking in schools doing whatever the fuck they want nowadays. I don't get it.
Okay, but you think about museums. You think about, when I visited the Vatican, security was stringent. Like, you had to go through several security things.
You went to the Vatican?
I've been to the Vatican.
And it's still standing?
Oh, shit. That's funny. It was cool as fuck, actually. But once you're in there, it's immaculate. And I think that's how school should be. I think we should put, you know, it's hard to get into the school, but once you get in there, like, you, the air you breathe inside the school educates you. Like, there should be, you know, I saw pictures, these memes where they had multiplication tables on the stairs you walk up. Like, there should be inspirational quotes. There should be the Pythagorean theorem posted on the wall. Like, everything there should be geared towards some sort of education, and just like a museum where you just get engulfed into the education, where it's a safe place for the students, and they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry. These students nowadays are on edge. Remember when we were growing up, we had a nuclear test?
No.
I had a nuclear test where we had to jump underneath our desk.
Yeah, we didn't do that in West Virginia. I mean, and I'm sure everybody was gunning for Missouri. I'm sure.
Well, Missouri has nuclear weapons there, as far as I know. There's a couple Air Force bases.
I know Hannibal had to be protected.
Well, I mean, true. If I was Russia looking at West Virginia, I'd be like, why am I wasting my missiles? Why am I fucking wasting my missiles there?
And we're glad he thought that way. Yeah.
But, you know, tornado drills. I remember tornado drills. But now students go to school and then they do active shooting drills, which, if I was a student...
It's sad. It's fucking sad.
It's scary.
It's a sad commentary on the state of our fucking society in today's world. And no one's going to convince me differently. Obviously, everything evolves. But I still got to go back to Democrat policies that I think make all of this really happen. It emboldens criminals. When you got the LA fucking district attorney who just put a 16-year-old in a little detainment camp for 5 months after he mowed down, after he ran over a mom and her baby. Mm-hmm. They didn't die, and that was his reason. But he tried to kill him. It's attempted murder. Yeah. But because, you know, his policy says, well, he's under 18, so he gets sent to a fucking day camp for like 6 months. It's ridiculous. It's Democrat policies that enable this fucking behavior when you don't hold people fucking responsible. So yeah, I'm always going to go with that because we see it. We're seeing it the past 2, 3, 4 years now that they're just emboldening people, and it's getting worse and worse out there. And now,
well, the criminals are definitely being emboldened.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. And now they want to take away the right for you to defend yourself against the idiots that they're emboldening. It makes no fucking sense.
So right before the podcast, I was doing some research, and the numbers isn't too far off, but it said... It said 54% of gun owners are Republican, and then the rest are Democrats, right? So if you're the Democrat Party and you represent minorities, say blacks and Asians and you know, immigrants or you know, the brown population, I hate to put colors to it all. You know,
they do.
Hispanics. But right now, the fastest growing gun owner demographic in America is the Asian population. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's nothing being done to protect them against this Asian violence that's going on. Yep. And regardless what they want to say, you look at it, it's coming from the black community.
It is. No, I don't care what CNN tries to spin it. I mean, all the videos, all the facts are, it's the black people don't like the Asians.
Hispanics is next. And then, you know, you have almost everyone else is kind of even. And the reason this is alarming to Democrats is because these are the... They're supposed to be on board with the minorities here. I will protect you through my policies. But they're actually behaving more like a Republican. So now, through gun ownership, the Democratic Party is thinking they're losing a voting populace, which they are. So either way, I think they need to fucking leave the Second Amendment alone. I don't think mass punishment, taking guns away or high capacity magazines, is going to do anything. You know,
it's not
going to. I mean, what are they going to put a gun ban czar out there, and they're just going to go door to door to door to door and just fucking try to confiscate weapons? That right there is part of the Second Amendment. If they're walking in and doing search and seizures illegally, that's not a free population like the Second Amendment says. Essentially, we should shoot them.
Well, I mean, first of all, Joe Biden has no business talking about anybody owning guns when his son bought a gun illegally in 2018 by lying on a form about being a felon and a crackhead.
Yep.
And nothing ever happened to him. And then he tosses the gun in a dumpster behind a store, and the Secret Service goes and retrieves it and saves his ass. So Joe Biden's got nothing to say to nobody as long as he has a piece of shit son who's doing shit like that. And also, some more stuff came out about his laptop the other day. The search. You know what this guy was searching for on his laptop? First of all.
Rub and tugs.
Well, you know, I'm sure that went there too. Incest fantasies.
Whoa.
And we've heard stories about the Bidens, but of course, you know, always suppressed because, you know, they're Democrats. But yeah, he's searching about incest fantasies, lonely widow porn. Wonder why that is. Oh, probably because he was fucking his dead brother's widow. That's probably why he was searching for that. Searches involving teenagers, sexually. Videos of him having sex with prostitutes. He was searching for MILF crack cocaine porn. MILF crack.
I would have never put those words together.
I know, but that's what he was searching. And how to hack a lover's cell phone.
It's like donkey beach beer. I would never put
exactly.
I would never put those words together. Yeah.
But he was also how to hack a lover's cell phone because apparently he hacked his dead brother's widow's phone when he was fucking her because he thought she was seeing somebody else. And plus he had a Pornhub account. I mean, that's cool. Hey, that's normal. I'm sure a lot of people got Pornhub accounts. But he's uploading videos of himself and shit with the prostitutes on the Pornhub account. So when you got a son who's this big of a piece of shit and buys guns illegally, how can you stand there with a straight face in front of the American public and try to tell them you're going to take care of guns, this, that, and the other, when your own son gets away with every fucking thing in the world? Joe Biden is a piece of shit. His son's a piece of shit. He got no credibility, and anybody that voted for him's a fucking idiot because you had 40 years of fucking information on this idiot, and you still fucking fell for it. So that's my take on the Bidens today. I don't like them, never will like them. I think they're pieces of shit, and they have destroyed this country in less than a fucking year. So,
well, it's all coming out. It's because he used to be protected. Biden's used to be protected, but now that the country's doing so shitty, you actually have the Washington Post, the New York Times, starting to kind of push back. I ain't saying hard, but they're starting to push back and do some research into how fucked up they are.
Yeah, they're fucked up. But Let's change course here onto a good note.
Well, hold on before we do that.
All right.
I want to slide back into this gun conversation.
Okay.
Because
I know you're married to it.
Well, I'm not married to it. It's just that there's a lot of information that we got to learn from history instead of repeating history. So on May 31st, 1921 was the Tulsa Massacre, where whites basically went in and murdered Black Wall Street, right?
Black Wall Street, yeah.
So the big history lesson is that if the black people were armed during that massacre, would the massacre ever happened? You know, it was an unequal fight because all the whites did have guns. They did have superior guns. So let's not let history repeat itself. If they did that to the blacks in Tulsa, imagine what they would do to the rest of us if we give up our guns. It's you know, and it works. Remember that the Montana Freeman thing where Montana, they were trying to kick their cattle or something off the public lands and then the militia stood up against
them? Yeah.
So being an armed militia does work. So if anything, when it comes down to it all, we cannot allow this to happen. There's other solutions to prevent mass shootings and school shootings. And we also got to remember, as tragic as it is, it's actually a very small number. I'm not trying to minimize the tragedy of the people who died. What I'm trying to say is we got to look we need to pan out and look at the bigger picture. And it isn't about protecting people. It's about removing rights of a population that we deserve to have the Second Amendment.
You know, speaking of Montana, our faithful listener, Marcus Addis out of Montana, sent me a, well, I guess pretty much an email, I guess is what it was. I don't remember. Might be a text. It was a text. Anyway, he stated, I thought this was a little funny, though. Because I remember we talked about outdated laws a few weeks back and all that. We were actually going to do a segment on that. We will eventually. But he sent me one that says, there's a Montana law that states if a student rides their horse to school, it's the principal's job to take care of the horse during school hours. And the kicker is someone found out about this law, so now students are starting to ride horses to school.
That's kind of awesome, especially with gas prices. You know,
I bet the principals are having a ball with that. So, but yeah, I thought that was fun. That thanks for sending that in, Marcus. I appreciate that. That was funny. Now, also, here's another little tidbit. Excuse me. This is just something that if anybody out there, it might help you. Mark Cuban has his own drug company called Cost Plus Drug Company. Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drug Company. This is a company that buys lots of drugs in bulk, and all they do, they just only put a 15% markup. And I looked at some of their prices and all that. And so if you're in the need to get drugs, you don't have insurance, whatever the case is, I'm just throwing it out there in case it helps somebody. That's the place to go. Because they're constantly updating their prices, lowering the prices. And Cuban will even tweet out, hey, we just lowered this drug $2, blah, 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 blah. So check it out if you want to check out drug prices. Mark Cuban, Cost Plus Drug Company. I did a free advertisement for you, Mark Cuban, even though I don't agree with your politics. I think he's a great guy. I think he's always helping people. I love watching him on Shark Tank. He is a fucking shark, dude.
Well, that's good news. I enjoy reading about billionaires doing good things, unlike fucking Bill Gates and his fucking tyrannical fucking mindset. Don't do shit for
Maniacal.
He's maniacal. So good on Mark Cuban for doing that. That's a genius fucking thing to actually help people. Medicine is so fucking expensive. I just don't fucking get it.
Now, all right, my list this week. Y'all know we like to do lists. I kind of consider it our rapid fire also because I always get Chris's feedback. So it's rapid fire / our list time and all that. So now this week our list is states that drink the most beer. Now technically, whatever state you're in is the state that drinks the most beer. But we're going to go with the list they compiled here. So, you know, like I said at the Rose, when alcohol does their taxes, they list you as a dependent. So
that's kind of horrible, but I got to own it.
It is. Number one on the list is New Hampshire, of all places.
That's surprising.
Yeah, apparently they per capita, they consume 41.5 gallons annually, and their favorite beer is Budweiser.
Budweiser, good old American beer, right?
Yeah. Number two on the list, and I don't know if I'm going to keep giving the annual gallons here. I think I'm just going to name the state and their favorite beer. But number two on the list is Montana. Once again, Budweiser. They love Budweiser out there. Marcus, you drinking Budweiser out there?
Yeah, it's good shit.
North Dakota is number three, and their favorite beer is Fargo.
Yeah, go figure.
You know that's a local beer.
Go figure. So,
yeah. South Dakota at number four. Number one with Budweiser again.
My man. So.
Vermont, Bud Light.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with Bud Light.
Ain't nothing wrong. Well, I mean, happen to have one right here in front of me. Yeah. Hold on here. Let me go and help out here.
Sometimes Budweiser fills me up too much, and I go to Bud Light.
Yeah, I quit drinking Budweiser years ago.
I use Budweiser for my beer can chicken because it's more heavy and more full-flavored. Yep.
So, all right. Then next on the list, well, the list disappeared, Chris. Well, here we go. And our internet is spotty here in Albany, Georgia. All right, number six, Wisconsin, and their favorite beer is Spotted Cow.
Spotted Cow, never even heard of it.
Never have either. You know,
but when it says annual per capita, like 33.7 gallons, is that?
I think it's
putting it on one person and drinks 33 gallons.
I think it's saying per person. Yeah. Well, that's easy to do, actually, over a year. 33 gallons? Shit's easy. The hell, you do that in a fucking week.
I don't know if it's a week. I would say, what's easily make it a month?
Well, I'll compromise with 3 weeks. How's that?
It makes me want to keep a statistic of it now. My life statistics.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right, number seven, we got Maine. Once again, Budweiser, top of the list.
Budweiser.
Yeah. Number 8, South Carolina at 32.5 gallons per capita, and Budweiser at the list again,
that's
buddy.
That's wild.
Yeah. Everybody loving that Budweiser.
Yeah.
Texas. Well, you knew this wasn't going to be Budweiser. It's Lone Star.
I never even heard of that
beer. Really? I've heard of that. It's in the movies. I think it's in Smokey and the Bandit, actually.
I've never heard of Lone Star.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're transporting Coors beer for everybody who's going to say, oh, you're wrong, but I believe somebody's drinking a Lone Star in that movie or some movies in Texas.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Matter of fact, maybe Urban Cowboy. I think they're drinking Lone Star. Yeah. All right, number 10, we got Mississippi at 31.6 gallons, and theirs is the favorite beer is Lazy Magnolia.
Never heard of that beer neither.
I never have either of them.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at 11, we got Nebraska.
That's because there ain't shit in Nebraska but fucking cornfields.
Well, they're drinking Nebraska Black Betty at 31.6 gallons.
I've heard of Black Betty, but I never heard of Nebraska Black Betty.
Never heard of either one. No. All right, number 12, we got Iowa. Favorite beer? Budweiser.
My man.
Mm-hmm.
My man.
13, Wyoming, Snake River.
Snake River goes through Wyoming. That makes sense. I never heard of the beer.
Never heard of the beer, yeah. Alabama, Budweiser.
You would think Alabama would be more because, you know, they got the University of Alabama and just I don't know.
I think so.
I just feel like it'd be more.
Cool. Yeah. All right, Nevada, we got Coors Light. People are pissing in their cans and drinking it.
Yeah. That I feel like that should be more, too, but I wonder how they calculate it because, you know, you got Vegas that's just nothing but booze and drugs.
Well, you know, it used to be bootlegging to bring Coors Light east of the Mississippi.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's the whole basis of the Smokey and the Bandit movie. Wow. And then I read up on it, and yes, for a while there, you could not transport Coors Light east of the Mississippi. So, but, of course, now you can buy that piss beer anywhere. And don't get me wrong, I've had a few Coors Lights every now and again, but that's only when I really want some water and Coors Light's available. All right, Louisiana at number 16, and their favorite beer is, I hope I say this right, Abita.
Never heard of it.
Don't care, move on. 17, Colorado, the Denver Beer Company.
It's probably got lots of beers under the Denver Beer Company.
Wouldn't you think that'd be Coors Light, though?
Denver, you would think. Yeah. You would think so.
Huh.
You know, born in the Rockies.
Yeah. All right, number 18, we got Delaware. Thanks for Joe Biden, you fucking idiots. But their favorite beer is Dogfish Head.
I heard of that beer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got to be one of them little special brews, I bet.
Yeah.
All right, Kansas, coming in at 19 with Coors Light again.
Wow. I just drove through Kansas. There ain't nothing there but fucking blue skies and cow shit. The roads were smooth, though.
Well, I can't say the same in West Virginia, which comes in at number 20, 27.8 gallons per capita, and their favorite beer is Budweiser.
27.8?
Yeah.
And you're from there?
Yeah.
That's not a correct fucking... That's not correct gauge.
Well, my brothers are still there. So.
Well.
But then, of course, they're not talking about Jim Beam, though, so yeah, okay. All right, number 21, we got New Mexico, and their favorite beer is La Cumbre.
Well, it sounds Hispanic.
It
so
does.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
Oregon at 22, Budweiser.
Good old Budweiser. Yeah. I feel like there's a Budweiser commercial.
Budweiser paid somebody. That's what they did. Minnesota at 23, Budweiser.
Budweiser, but then they got the Prison Hill Brewing Company.
Yeah.
I wonder who writes this shit. They sit around and probably grab fucking pictures off the...
This is from the website thestreet.com. 24, we got Arizona, 27 gallons per capita, Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most interesting man?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's that commercial, right?
Yeah.
Used to love those commercials.
Fucking great marketing campaign.
Yes, it was. I wonder why they stopped that. Or did they? I don't know. I can't hardly get internet right. I don't know commercials. So. All right, 25, we got Missouri, Budweiser returns.
Yeah, well, that's the home state.
Yep. Oklahoma at number 26.
Yeah.
Budweiser. Oh, wait, that's right, Missouri. That's your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Budweiser's headquarters in St. Louis.
Yep. Hawaii at 27, and they don't have a favorite beer.
It says non-applicable. That's weird.
Alaska, same thing.
I just feel like sometimes...
Or maybe it's just because they're not part of the continental United States, so we don't really know what they're doing.
That's weird.
I don't know. But Illinois comes in with Goose Island.
Goose Island's pretty good.
Never heard of that.
They got IPAs.
Yeah. North Carolina, number 30. And I know this is wrong because that's where you reside.
Well.
And it's Bud Light, which I do believe that.
So. I mean, with the largest army base there, Fort Bragg, and you got Camp Lejeune. Yep. There's no way that 25.8. You got fucking.
Yeah, you're right.
That you got right. The University of North Carolina and Duke and Wake Forest there. That can't be fucking right.
This must have been only Camp Lejeune itself.
Yeah, that had to be. That's the Black Rose Bar right there itself.
Oh, anyway, so that's the top 30 states that drink the most beer.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And Budweiser, we see, is a favorite among a lot of places. So, okay.
It's the king of beers.
It is. Now, also, where are we at here anyway?
Not that we really care.
I'm talking about time-wise, but I know where we're at. I'm talking about time-wise. But anyway, I want to say my friend Chris here for my birthday gave me a nice cigar case. and a lighter that didn't work, but it was appreciated. But oh wait, I just noticed this new lighter you got, but you didn't even bother taking all it.
Well, I tried to peel it all off.
Gee, fucking
this. No, dude, you're so picky about some shit.
Half ass. When I give a gift, I make sure it's all.
Well, the lighter fucking broke, so you don't have to worry about that lighter anymore. and then that lighter, I tried to put more gas into it, and I ended up purging all the gas out of it. So lighters and I do not get along.
Apparently
it's
not.
It's like water and oil. Just
apparently not.
You know,
maybe just go have a Budweiser.
Yeah, and just fucking.
So, but anyway, what did you learn this week, Chris?
Well, I learned this week that you cannot take responsibility for what goes on with your computer. That, you know, after 3 weeks of me doing your computer and recording, when it messes up, it's somehow my fault when you have had
a
long
fine.
Time with it.
It's the program.
You've had a long time with it.
You fucking hit something on the
program.
No,
I didn't hit anything.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hit anything.
Yes, you did.
No, it was working perfectly last time we used it.
Okay, well, you want to know what I learned?
What'd you learn?
I learned you don't take responsibility for shit you fuck up. I mean, that's what I learned here. So, all right. Asshole of the week, and I think I know where we're both going with this one, I think.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Maybe you changed yours up. I don't know.
I didn't change mine up. My asshole of the week is my fucking landlord again.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Because my fucking landlord, if y'all listened to previous episodes, they took money out that they weren't supposed to, but then I got that money back, and then I had to pay a fee to get my money back, and then they added that to this month's rent, so that rejected my rent payment. It's a whole fucking gaggle fuck. Big ordeal, and probably what they're going to do, because the money was rejected because I didn't pay the fucking fees to get my money back, they're probably going to fee me for having a late rent. So, fuck my landlord.
All right, well, on that, I'm going to go with my asshole of the week is, you know, yesterday on your way down here, you know, I asked you where you were at, how the trip was, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I just lost 20 minutes because I went to a store and I got behind some lottery fucks.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got done talking to you, I went across the street to the store here and I got caught in the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
I am tired of you lottery motherfuckers out there holding up the goddamn line playing fucking lottery.
Get your lotto and step away.
Yes.
Don't
sit there and scratch it in front of everybody and then, I won a dollar. Let me exchange. Let me get this one now. Let me get number 10 over here. No, lottery motherfuckers, fucking quit fucking with everybody. Yeah. I'm tired of you fucks. Yeah. That's my assholes of the week.
The world does not evolve around lottery fucking players.
Fucking tired of you
players.
People.
I fucking.
Just get a goddamn job and quit trying to fucking win the lottery. Fuck.
Get your numbers in. That fucking takes forever. Just do it randomly. Your numbers ain't fucking winning. Every week you put the same fucking numbers in. Shit ain't hitting.
And nobody gives a fuck about your kids' graduation or birth dates. It ain't fucking working.
Fuck.
Assholes. Assholes.
Just get the random numbers and be gone.
Exactly. Thank you.
You gotta sit there and plug the fucking numbers in. It's a pain in the fucking ass. I got places I gotta fucking be. And don't scratch your lottery tickets and cash it in right away. Step out of line, scratch them, then come back up and stand in line with the rest of the civilian population. The civil, decent people.
And quit going in the fucking middle of the day when everybody else is fucking shopping.
That's
go
right.
Fucking late in the evening when nobody's fucking there, you asshole.
Or be the first fucking customer.
People make me fucking sick, you lottery fucks.
Lottery fucks holding up my life.
All right.
Life I ain't gonna get back.
Alrighty, and with that, we good?
We good. Fuck my landlord and fuck lottery fucking people. All the lines at gas stations.
Alright, thank y'all for listening. Hey, next week we'll tell you about our nice little escapades down in Tampa. It's going to be a good time. Can't wait. Hopefully we don't get arrested or anything like that. I think we'll be good to go.
Well, don't put that in air. Don't put that in atmosphere.
Okay, I'm taking it back. I just snatched it back.
Yeah, good.
Alright, so y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening. Tell five of your friends. And bye-bye.